This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Okay, I'm confused. I haven't slept through an entire day.
Good morning.
It is Sunday, right?
Yes.
So, how come you're down here looking at what? What's that? Arable commodity prices?
Well, when else am I going to do it? I've still got half the strawberries to plant next week. The agronomist is coming on Tuesday. I'm away from the farm on Thursday.
Okay.
If I don't do this now, it's never going to happen.
Coffee?
There's some in the pot. In the past, it was Brian who dealt with the cereal contracts. He knows the agents. I could at least do with some introductions.
You want a top-up?
Fair chance of that after Friday.
Adam, would you like another coffee?
Oh, please.
Fine. I mean, you really don't think Brian's going to help with the contracts? He resigned as chair of BL, didn't he?
I told you what he said to me afterwards, though.
Yeah, that he did it for the good of the farm.
Yeah. And he absolutely did not do it for me. I'm persona non grata. He made that abundantly clear.
Yeah, all right, but still.
I mean, what if he's... What if...
What if he's what?
Well, he's obviously not going to let it go. Who knows how long he's planning to hold it against me.
Brian's just upset. I mean, what did you expect? He'll get over it.
You'd hope so.
Besides which, look, we've got much bigger things happening this week, like the reason you're away from the farm on Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. That little thing of our first attempt at having a baby.
Yeah, and of course, that's more important.
Here, so put away all the paperwork.
Ian!
Shut the laptop.
Wait, hang on.
And drink your coffee. It's a beautiful day. We're going for a walk.
Shula? Is that you? What are you doing? What time is it?
It's a little after nine.
Huh?
Don't mind me, just fetching my keyboard. Can't really practice the piano with you here.
Dad.
Have you seen my headphones?
I'm not sure.
Oh, it's all right. Don't get up. I can see them. Right. I'll leave you in peace. Sorry.
Oh, what on earth are you doing?
How does one switch this thing off?
At least turn the volume down.
Honestly, if I needed it to play itself, I wouldn't be taking lessons. Now, you go back to sleep.
No, I'm wide awake now. Might as well start the day.
Crivens, Alley boy. What's going on? That's one hell of an alarm you've got there.
Jazz, I'm not sure there's really room in
here. Hey, nice boxers.
So, you're off then?
Aye, the pigs need their breakfast.
You'll be back in time to cook lunch, though.
Don't fret. You're in for a treat, Alley boy. Crackling roast toddies, the works.
Sounds great.
Have you checked you've got enough potatoes?
Is there no some in the cupboard?
No, I used those making Thursday's moussaka. Don't roll your eyes, Jazza. When it's your turn to cook, it's up to you to check you've got all the ingredients. You'll be a bridge farm anyway. You're going to need to pick up other vegetables as well.
Well, they're pricey.
Listen, Tom pays you, doesn't he?
No, enough to show up there, doesn't he?
Okay, look.
I'll have Nick take me drive to the supermarket.
I'll go, all right? I've nothing to do this morning, and a trip out would probably do me good. Just tell me what you need.
I honestly thought he was having me on when he first told me. I mean, Brian, retiring. I bet you never thought the day would come.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Although it's definitely about time.
Yeah, I guess. It was just kind of amazing to hear it coming out of Brian's mouth.
Why? What did he say to you, Tom?
Oh, only that he couldn't expect you to wait any longer. He was joking that you're a bit like Prince Charles. If you didn't step aside soon, you'd be ready to retire too.
Did he now?
Yeah, and he's not wrong. I remember how impatient I was to get my hands on the reins here. Can't imagine having to wait another... 15 years?
Something like that.
Well, yeah, he said he was looking forward to sitting back and seeing how you made a go of things.
Right.
So, congratulations. Really exciting news.
Absolutely, that's great, isn't it?
Sure.
Well, see you then.
Yeah, see you, Tom.
Well,
Well, how about that?
About what?
Well, Brian, if he is feeling better, he's obviously decided not to let it show.
Is that what you heard?
Okay, so maybe there's a bit of saving face.
Barefaced lying, more like.
But he was never going to publicly admit that you ousted him now, was he? And if he's going around telling everybody he stepped aside for your sake, that's got to be a good thing. Well, hasn't it?
So you really haven't heard?
No idea what you're on about, Jazza. So Alistair's been staying at yours?
Aye. The poor fella's crammed into the spare room next to Jim's piano and all his books about deed blokes and togas.
Well, he and Shula must have had a fight.
It's more than that.
You're blowing it out of proportion.
I'm telling you.
Well, there's no way those two would ever split up.
Ah, you're right. What do I know? He's only living in my house. So, are you going to get down off your bike and give me a hand?
Sorry, haven't time. I just swung by to check how you were getting on. Looks like you're doing fine.
Oh, it's your horses. When Neil went, you swore I wouldn't have to take on more work.
I know I did.
So, haven't you seen sight nor sound, do you? Look at the pigs, they can't remember who you are.
Things aren't that bad. There's just a lot to juggle at the moment.
Hey, Tom!
But when I've got a bit more time...
Wait, I know you're busy with your nephew's stuff, I get that. You've got more to be doing than getting muddy straw and doing the pigs.
I wouldn't put it quite like that.
That's what's happening, but Tom. And when you're gone, that's going to mean a lot more of the decisions are done to me. I reckon that ought to be worth a raise.
Jazza.
Do you reflect on your responsibilities?
Yeah, nice try.
I'm not joking.
But I'm still in charge. Leave the decision-making up to me.
Sure,
but... I pay you to do what you've always done. You don't need to worry about anything else.
Aye, but...
Management is my problem. Okay?
Aye, I hear you.
Good. Well, now that that's settled, I'll leave you to carry on.
Aye, boss. Whatever you say...
I've no idea, Ian. That's what makes me nervous. Just feel like Brian's setting me up for a fall.
But how, though? I mean, seriously, I don't know all the technical ins and outs.
Well, technically, Brian still owns the land, but he's holding it in trust for the family partnership.
So where does that leave you?
Well, whatever goes on with the land, I'm supposed to be consulted. And I'm entitled to my share of the profits.
Okay.
Along with Mum, Debbie, Alice, Rory and Kate.
I'm right then. Brian can't do anything without the rest of your say-so. He's got nowhere to turn.
No, I guess not.
Well, what are you worrying about then? Oh, morning, Alistair.
Oh, morning.
Hi.
That's a lovely day, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, I suppose it is. You both okay?
Yeah, we're good, aren't we, Adam?
Hmm. Fine.
And you?
Oh, you know, I'm all right.
Good, glad to hear it. Well, what about Jim? I noticed your car's been outside the last couple of nights.
Oh, sorry,
look, I'm not spying. You know what parking's like on the green.
No, of course.
He's okay, is he?
Never better. He's just been doing a bit of spring cleaning, that's all. He had quite a lot of stuff to get rid of, and you can't fit very much in the back of the Riley.
And you're doing the shopping for him as well?
Oh, I was going to the supermarket anyway. Well... It was good seeing you. Take care now.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, sir, and when you're allowed home, say hi to Shula.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be happy to have you back when Jim stops monopolising you.
Oh, yes. Yes, will do. Bye.
Well, come on then, you. I can see I've kept you from your spreadsheets long enough.
I'm sorry. I know you think I'm being paranoid. I've never known Brian to roll over so easily.
Exactly. You finally got what you wanted.
I know, but...
What? Brian retired and he's given up control of the farm. You just can't accept when you've won.
Well, yes, I suppose that might be true.
Yeah, you think?
You don't have to laugh at me.
Look, I'm not. But all those plans you've spent years talking to me about, you can finally make them happen. And even better, if everything goes well on Thursday... We could have a baby on the way.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So stop worrying about what's happened and start thinking about the future. Our future. Okay?
Honestly, Alistair, it's your room. If you'd like to use it...
You want to practice on the piano?
Yes, but I can easily go back to the keyboard.
Dad, it's fine. The shopping needs putting away anyway. And as soon as I've worked out where everything lives, I'll sit myself down out of your way with a cup of tea and the paper.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. All I need is some peace and quiet.
Hey, Ali boy, top man. You bought all the groceries, eh?
Jazza, you're back.
I don't owe you anything there. If I do, you'll have to take it up with Tom.
No, it's fine.
I'm happy to contribute.
Hey, what are you doing? Don't put the totties away. We need to get cracking.
Actually, Jazza...
Come on, Professor Oot. Me and Al's got cooking today.
It's okay, Dad. You go and practice the piano.
Aye, leave us two chefs to it.
Well, all right then. I'll go and tickle the ivories.
Aye, you do that. If only I knew what else you could be tickling, eh?
How do you mean?
Oh, the prof and his piano teacher. Since he got the piano, she's been coming round here to give him his lesson. She's either sitting on the stool next to him or she's on the futon. Your bed, laughing and giggling. She even laughs at his Latin jokes. What does that tell you?
She understands Latin?
Nah, she's got the hots for him. I can't say it's sweet music, but it's an unmistakable tune. So, do you want to peel?
No. Hold on. So, how old is she?
I don't know. But the same age as your da. You'll meet her soon enough. You're squatting her in the prof's love nest, after all.
Right, I see.
Don't look so glum. This ought to give you hope.
Hope?
Aye. It means if your old dad's still got it, can it be all over for you? So come on, take the peeler. I'll prep the joint.
All right, but...
What you need to do, Ali boy, is think of this as a fresh start. You're not a bad catch. You're still in fairly good nick.
Oh, am I now?
Of course. You've got money, a nice car... And you heal sick, fluffy kittens for a living, you're going to be beating them off with a stick.
I really don't
think... In fact, I know a few likely lasses from my old milk round if you want me to introduce you.
What? No.
No, nothing serious. Just two single people looking to have a good time.
Honestly, Jazza...
Well, you dip your toe back in the water.
Jazza, please. I'm very grateful, but I only found out my marriage was over 3 weeks ago.
Oh, so what?
So I'm really not ready to start thinking about other women. I've been married to Shula for 20 years.
So now's the time to start... Why you put all this behind you?
I can't.
You've got to.
Don't even know that I want to.
That's why me and your dad are here to help. We are going to get you back on your feet again. Eh? Three eligible bachelors living together, eh?
Hardly.
Shula's gave you your marching orders, hasn't she? What else are you going to do?
I think that sounds amazing. And it makes sense if you've already made it as far as South Africa.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. So after a few weeks with Nolatando in Durban, we want to go and do some work with an elephant charity. Mm. And then I thought I'd fly to India, then maybe Thailand and Australia.
Mm. Meanwhile, back home, some of us will be studying for our degree.
Well, no one's stopping you from taking a gap year, Lily.
Yeah, oh, because Mum's already so thrilled about your plan to disappear off around the world.
I'm sure she wouldn't mind, Lily, just as long as you got some good grades first. She's just been telling me over lunch how hard you're working. Shouldn't forget to give yourself a break once in a while, though.
Yeah, Lily, don't work so hard.
And as for you, Freddie, even though you aren't planning on going to university, it still won't do you any harm to get decent A-levels. Then you'll know you've got options when you get back.
OK, Auntie Shula.
Take it from me. You'll never have more freedom than you do now. Don't waste it. On which note, I ought to leave you to it. It was lovely seeing you both.
Yes, you too.
And thanks for the advice.
Oh, that's all right.
Bye. Well, that was weird.
What, you reckon?
So do we just not mention Uncle Alistair now?
I guess. She didn't.
She was right about one thing, though.
Oh, yeah? And what's that?
About your A-levels. Seriously, Freddie, how hard is it to revise?
Exams aren't for ages yet.
Well, it's never too early to start, though.
What I have?
You've hardly touched your books. You've been sat on my bed messaging your friends.
Sharing notes.
Or making playlists.
Well, we can't work without music.
Work? You keep disappearing off every 5 minutes.
A man needs tea.
Oh, really? Because I never got one. Do you think maybe now you could start to knuckle down?
Yeah, all right.
Thank you. Freddie.
I'll be back in a minute.
Why? Where are you going now?
I just need to sort something.
Sort what? Freddie! How about sorting your life out first?
So how come George is in such a temper? He almost knocked me over storming down the stairs.
Because I told him he had to clean up the mess. And he put glitter in Jake's bed in return for Jake taking the wheel off his bike.
Oh, dear.
And George thinks it's unfair because Jake didn't get into trouble for that.
Right, I see.
I told him it ain't the same. I just had to spend 5 minutes comforting Kira with a glitter from the art kit she got for her birthday.
Do you need Anne?
What?
With the bedclothes. When do you need to leave for the chicken factory?
Oh, it's another thing. They just ring up thinking I can fill in at a moment's notice, and it ain't like I can afford to turn him down.
Emma!
Me and Ed need the money.
Let me clear up the glitter.
Oh, no, you're all right, Clary. You go to the post office.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm only changing the sheets. I'll have to sort the glitter out another time.
Well, all right.
And besides, Will's taking the kids to the burial ground again soon anyway. At least the house will be quieter then.
It does worry me how much time William's spending down there. I know it ain't like an ordinary graveyard. It's more like going to the country park. All the same, though, what do you think, Emma?
Me?
Well, it can't be the best thing for the kids.
I wouldn't like to say. I mean, there's a lot of things about the way Will's acting I don't understand, but it's like Ed keeps telling me, what do I know? None of us have been through what he's going through.
No. And I suppose if it helps him feel closer to Nick.
Exactly. I've decided to stay out of it. All I can do is just keep on helping with all the day-to-day stuff and give Will the space to grieve in his own way.
Ellis, I don't know what you're on about. I've not been avoiding you. I've just been busy, that's all.
Oh, yeah? Doing what?
College work.
Now I know you're lying.
Seriously, you don't have to come over here. There's no problem. We're cool.
Bit late for that. I don't need to buy an entrance ticket to park here or anything, do I?
No, you're fine.
That's what I figured. This place looks even bigger in the daylight. Had any more parties?
You know I haven't.
How come?
Why do you think?
You're not still hung up about that friend of yours.
Nolitando, my cousin.
That's right.
Of course I am. She could have died.
If she's so dumb she doesn't know her own limits, it's not your fault she overdosed.
They were your pills.
Now listen, when you said you wanted to take a break, I was cool with that. Like, I get it. I really do. But Freddie, come on. Seriously, man. You're my inn with all the rich kids.
Ellis.
And don't tell me you don't miss the money. You always made a fair cut.
It's not that.
So I've got a new line. Really pure stuff.
Ellis, I can't.
You don't need to worry about repeat business.
Ellis,
I know
seriously.
How much you're going to shift.
I said no. Look, I said I was out, and I still am. I'm sorry. I'm just not interested.
Not interested?
No.
Why? Is what I'm offering just pocket money to you? Because you seemed pretty happy about it before.
I know, but...
I thought you were the big man. Didn't you, Freddie? Go-to guy at college.
Yeah. Maybe I did.
And then your moron cousin ODs and you get a little bit scared.
Not just scared. I realise what an idiot I've been for getting involved with you. Look, I've given you my answer.
You know, everyone thinks you're a loser. The only reason they pretend to like you is because you're rich.
Just get lost, will you?
Remind me. Why are you slumming it at college again?
I asked you to leave.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You were too thick to stay at your posh private school.
Didn't you hear me?
No wonder everyone finds you so hilarious. Mummy couldn't even pay them to keep you.
Freddie? What's going on? What's he doing here?
Lily, it's nothing. Just go back inside.
What's the matter? Embarrassed you need your sister as backup?
Why? What are you saying to him? Or are you too scared to stand up to a girl?
Whoa, Freddie! What happened? I thought you got the Y chromosome.
Because you're such a big man.
Lily, it's okay. He was going anyway.
Well, go on then. Get lost. Get back in your car and drive home to your sad, measly existence.
All right, all right.
No one wants you here.
I wouldn't want to hang around anyway. Your brother's already wasted enough of my time.
Go to hell!
You're a joke, Freddy Purgator. And you always will be.
Clary.
Oh, Shula. Sorry, did you want to come in?
No, no, don't worry. How are you?
Oh, okay.
How's Will?
Well, he's, you know, taking it day by day.
You're looking after him, though.
Oh, yes. And the children. They're all staying with us at Grange Farm at the moment.
It's wonderful you're there to support them. I don't just mean you and Eddie, but Ed and Emma and Joe.
Well, Emma especially. She's being an angel with the kids.
Well, there you go. It's times like these, all you can do is hope for your family to rally round.
That's true.
Please do pass my love on to them.
Shula, I hope you don't mind me asking, but These rumours about you and Alistair?
Oh.
They ain't true, are they? I wouldn't normally bring something like that up. Only I thought you should know that there was a few people talking at church, and then Ed heard from Jazza that Alistair had moved in with Jean.
Yes, that's right.
So you are separating? Oh, Shula.
Really, it's fine.
Oh, but that's terrible news. I'm so sorry.
Clary, honestly.
What happened?
It was a mutual decision. To be honest, I think we both realised it had been coming for a while. There wasn't a lot to be done.
Right, I see.
We'll survive. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, all right. But
there's really not much more to it than that.
Lily, I don't know why he got so nasty. He just didn't like me saying no to him, I guess.
So what, Ellis just wanted a party?
Yes. I told him it was never going to happen.
No way. Yeah.
That's all it was. Honestly.
Promise?
Of course.
Oh, come here. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Oh,
I don't see why. You didn't hear what he said to me.
Oh, who cares what he said? He's just an idiot. Well, isn't he?
Do people say that I'm a loser?
What?
At college. Do they think I'm a joke?
No! What are you talking about? Of course you're not.
You reckon? All I've got going for me is my inheritance, and that's got nothing to do with who I am.
Freddie, come on.
I couldn't hack it at the cathedral school, so I'd drop out of that. Then I'd drop out of college as well.
But then you came back.
I make a big deal about how I'm going to be this world-famous DJ, but then what have I done? One night a month in the upstairs room of my uncle's pub.
Yeah, and you always take the roof off.
That's not what everyone else sees, though. All they see is a dimwit hooray who ought to check his privilege. I can't even handle a couple of A-levels.
Then prove them wrong. Look, there's still 8 weeks until the first exams. If you get your head down now...
It's too late. Even when I did go to classes, I didn't pay any attention. I'm a lost cause.
Freddie, you're not. I know you better than anyone, and I'm telling you, you can totally do this.
Yeah, right.
You have to believe me, because I'm the one with brains.
Oh, don't you join in as well.
So go on. Open your books. It'll be a couple of months of hard work and then you can do what you want. Show Ellis and everyone else you are not what they say you are.
I know Shula can sometimes be buttoned up. But this was something else. He would like it with nothing.
Maybe she just doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, stranger than that. I mean, Shula's a church-going woman.
What is this?
She wouldn't have left Alistair for no reason.
Jake! Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Emma, what on earth...
Clary, look! The sheet! What had glitter on it. Oh. Jake must have put it into wash.
My goodness. Oh. Never mind.
But it is everywhere. There's glitter on Ed's work shirts, on George's uniform, in my underwear.
Well, I'm sure Jake was only trying to be helpful.
Well, that's not the point. It's just one thing after another and I'm sick of it. Am I ever going to get all this off?
It's all right, love. No, don't worry. We'll sort it out somehow.
I'm sorry, I know I shouldn't get angry.
Well, we're all a bit fragile.
Exactly.
Things ain't easy for anyone.
No. And I just don't think Will realises how much work the kids are when he ain't around. You were spot on about the burial ground, Clary. It's got to be messing with their heads, taking them down there all the time.
I weren't suggesting he were hurting them.
No, not deliberately.
Ah, William would never do that.
But I've got George and Kira to think of. I can't be worrying about Jake and Mia and Poppy as
we're
well.
We're all doing our bit, Emma.
But it's like we ain't allowed to say anything.
You said yourself they needed to grieve in their own way.
I know, but you must feel the same.
I thought you'd have more sympathy.
I do. It's just...
For goodness sake! Compared to how they kids must be feeling... Bit glitter's hardly the end of the world now, is it?
No. No, you're right. I'm sorry. Sorry, Clary. Just ignore me. It is only glitter. I'll find a way to manage somehow.
That's encouraging, though, don't you think?
Yes, I suppose so, love.
Well, I know it was a shame I had to cancel last week's class, but everyone who came to the previous class has been really positive.
That's wonderful, Helen.
And not just about cheese making. One of the questions I asked was if they'd be interested in yogurt and ice cream making classes as well, and 8 out of the 11 people I've spoken to said yes.
Well, that's very good for a small sample. Oh, look, I really must dash. There's only 2 of us in the kitchen at the Elms today.
Oh, Vera, come on. Mummy hasn't got time.
Hi, Emma.
Hi. Look, Ellen's waiting for you. You're going to have a lovely afternoon.
Absolutely. Henry's been looking forward to seeing you.
Vera, please, stop sulking. Mummy's already late for work as it is.
Oh, dear, isn't she feeling well?
No, she's fine. She just got really clingy. She spent the last 2 nights in our bed.
Oh, well, I suppose things are quite unsettled for her at the moment.
Oh, I know. Still don't make things any easier when you're doing evening shifts at the chicken factory.
No, no, of course.
You're all right then, sweetheart. Now you go with Ellen.
Yes, okay.
I'll only be across the yard.
Emma, is that glitter on your top?
What? Oh, you're joking. I thought I'd got it all off.
I'm sure it doesn't matter. It gives you a bit of sparkle.
Well, I can't do anything about it now. Right, I will see you later, darling. Be good for Helen.
Bye, Mum.
Hope you have an easy shift at the tea room.
Oh, poor Emma does look tired. She's working so hard for the deposit on the house.
I know. Oh, look at the time. I'm running late too. I mustn't keep them waiting at the shelter.
Just made me feel awful. Obviously, there'd been some big falling out, and these parents, right? They even accused her of causing the car crash.
Sorry, Harrison, that does sound terrible.
I spent quite a lot of time talking to her, though, you know, after I'd had to escort her out the trauma centre, and she told me her partner hadn't seen his parents in years. Not since they got together.
That's so sad.
And as far as he were concerned, she were his next of kin. Except he never regained consciousness.
Sorry. Harrison, I am listening. Just hold on.
I know I'm late. I've had a complete mare of a morning. I spent 2 hours trying to sort out and iron the laundry, and then Joe let loose one of his ferrets upstairs.
Yeah, never mind about that, you're here now. Can you take these drinks over to table 4?
Oh, right, sure.
And then table 7 needs clearing.
Yeah, okay.
What's that on your top? Is it
glitter? Yeah, I know. Oh. Table 4?
Yeah, with the high chair. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I've picked a bad time to drop by. Just wanted to see you.
Look, I'm sure you did everything you could. I mean, at least this poor woman had you there to comfort her.
No, I know. I just couldn't help thinking it's a shame they weren't married.
Huh?
Well, don't you reckon? Well, then, at least there wouldn't have been any argument about next of kin. She'd been allowed to stay by his bed.
I suppose.
Folk don't realise getting married, it isn't just an excuse for a big party you can do without.
Harrison, what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying you can be as committed to each other as you like. Sometimes, though, it just isn't enough.
Well, have you finished? May I take a plate?
Oh, yes, thank you, Pat. It was lovely. I just couldn't manage anymore.
Are you all right?
It's nothing. It's just this ruddy cold.
Well, it doesn't sound like nothing to me. Look at you, you're shivering.
I've survived worse.
You're not still sleeping in your car. No wonder you're so ill. Have you asked if they've got any rooms here?
I'm not staying in a hostel. I've done that before.
I'm sure they'd look after you.
I'd sooner stop in my car. I could lock all the doors.
But at least you'd have a bed.
Oh, you'd be surprised. With the back seat down, it's actually very comfortable.
Alwyn, honestly.
And there's no one laying down pedantic, oppressive rules.
All right. Have you at least been to see a doctor?
Well, what would they do? Give me antibiotics? The world gobbles up too many of them as it is.
Look, you don't want it to turn into something really serious.
Look, if that happens, I'll just take myself to A&E.
That's not a solution.
Pat! I don't need treating like a weak and feeble woman. Now, I've got places to be.
Alwyn.
Thanks again for lunch.
Hang on.
Oh,
careful. Oh, come on. You're in no fit state to go anywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, Helen. If I'd known she was going to be so difficult.
Don't be daft. Look, Kira's perfectly happy now, sitting at the table with Jack and Henry.
I know.
Honestly, Emma, I think she just wanted to be able to see you.
It just ain't like her to be so needy. She's been like this since the weekend.
Yeah, well, like we just said, she's going through a lot of upheaval.
Yeah, I guess. I
mean, look at Henry. I'm not saying he doesn't have his moments, but when you think about everything he's had to cope with, and he's doing okay.
True.
She'll be fine. She'll be back to paying you not the slightest bit of attention before you know it. Right, so that is 2 slices of chocolate cake, a gingerbread man for Jack, and could I have a toasted tea cake, please?
Yeah, sure. Anything to drink?
Oh, why not? A pot of Earl Grey.
No problem.
Oh, sorry, do you mind? It's Mum. Better answer it.
No, no, go ahead.
Don't worry, I'll keep an eye on the kids. Oh, gosh, sorry, Fallon.
That's okay.
Should look where I'm going. Hi, Mum. Everything all right?
Fallon, have you got a minute? Don't suppose you could make a pot of Earl Grey, could you?
What's that?
Just while I'm plating up cakes.
Who wants cake?
No, Earl Grey. I'm asking if you could make a pot.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Fallon, you all right?
Honestly, Helen, I wouldn't ask. I just don't know what else to do.
Okay, Mum.
I can't let her leave here without any help. If only you could see her. She's pale and she's sweating.
All right.
I've already spoken with your father. It will probably only be for a couple of days.
So where's she going to sleep?
In Tom's old room. Anything has to be better than her car. I mean, it's still not that warm at night, and I can't help imagining, well, what if something happened? I couldn't live with myself. Not when we've got a perfectly decent spare room.
Yeah, of course.
You don't mind then?
Well, I suppose...
Oh, that's wonderful, Helen. Tony's not very keen, but I knew you'd understand.
No, hang on, Mum.
Now I have to persuade Alwyn before she disappears.
I mean, I know that Harrison sometimes needs to get stuff off his chest, and it ain't like he never talks to me about his work. Normally it's the funny stuff, though. Like the tricks he plays on his mates.
Sorry, Fallon, you're losing me.
Well, what if he were trying to make a point? Going on about next of kin.
I still don't get what you're saying.
I think Harrison's hinting that we should get married.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it?
Is it?
What would be the matter with that? We've already got a beautiful home together. It's more than what me and Ed have got.
I know.
Getting married is the next thing to do, isn't it? That and having kids.
Emma, don't.
What? You love him, don't you? Don't want to be with anyone else?
Well, of course I don't. It's the thought of being Mrs. Anyone that... Oh, I don't know. It feels all wrong. You must know what I mean.
No, not really.
Can't explain. I suppose I like waking up every morning next to Harrison, knowing I'm there because I want to be. He knows my feelings about marriage, but what if he's planning on proposing? What would I even say to him?
I don't know, Fallon. Don't seem like such a big problem to me.
But the thought of him getting down on one knee, it freaks me out.
Then you just have to be honest with him.
But...
What else could you do? You'll have to tell him you don't want to marry him and hope he understands.
Here we go. Nice fresh towels. There's shampoo and shower gel in the bathroom. Help yourself.
Are these your books?
Oh, no. No. They're our son, Tom's. This used to be his room.
Millionaires and their mindsets. How to make a fortune by 40. Capitalism versus conscience. There's a debate.
Yes, well, Tom obviously didn't see much use for them or he wouldn't have left them behind. They could probably all go to the charity shop.
Charity shop? I should hope not. They ought to go in the dustbin where they belong.
Well, I don't think we need worry about that now. Would you like to borrow some clothes?
What do you mean? You're not throwing these away.
Oh, no.
They're perfectly decent.
No, I just meant while they're being washed. I honestly didn't mean...
Mum, are you up there?
I'm so sorry.
Yes, in here, love.
Can I wash them for you?
Yes, all right. Be careful, though. This jumper's 100% wool.
Don't worry, I'll wash everything separately.
You in here?
Oh, Helen, this is Alwyn. She really isn't at all well.
Oh, dear.
I told your mum I'd be fine.
And I told you solidarity starts with being able to accept help when it's offered. You two haven't met before, have you?
No, it's... Nice to meet you now, though.
You too. Although I have met your little boys.
Really? When?
Last week, wasn't it? We took them to that cafe with the play area.
I did tell you, Helen.
It's a good thing I only had the start of this cold then. The way Jack was up and down the slide.
quite wore me out.
Listen, here are the towels. Why don't you go and have that bath? You'll be all right, won't you?
I could manage. Don't let your mum hear me say this, but she's a good woman, your mother.
I know.
Now, shush. Don't worry about your clothes. Just leave them on the floor and I'll put them in the wash. Can you imagine letting her sleep in her car like that?
You never said anything about her playing with the boys.
Didn't I? Well, never mind. Henry really gets on with her. Now, I must fetch out some clothes.
Mum, I really don't know about this. When you rang, I barely had a chance to think.
Well, what do you mean?
It's not fair on Jack and Henry. We don't know anything about her. All that stuff she told you, we've no idea if that's how she really ended up homeless.
Helen,
and
love.
Henry needs to feel secure. He's had enough disruption in his life. Doesn't need to be sharing his home with strangers.
Okay, Helen, I'm sorry. I didn't think.
You should have at least given us time to discuss it first.
You're right. But honestly, Henry thinks she's great fun.
That's not the point.
What if it were Kaz? I thought the whole reason for us volunteering at the Elms was because of the women you got to know in jail.
Yes. Yes, it was.
So how's Alwyn any different? She's an intelligent, kind-hearted, if somewhat forthright woman, and she needs our help.
Look, it's not that I don't want to. I'm sure she's delightful. It's just...
I know. But I promise you, love, it'll only be till she's feeling better. What harm could she possibly do?
To be honest, Neil, it's something I've been mulling over for a while. I mean, Adam isn't getting any younger.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his 50s now. It'll be interesting to see how he gets on running the farm without a safety net. Mm.
I hear you've also stepped down as chairman of BL.
Yeah, well, it felt like the right time. But honestly, that'll have no impact on Barrow.
No, good for you, Brian. It can't be easy letting go.
No.
I reckon it's very magnanimous of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, the lager, please, Ken.
And how's the clean-up going at Low Mead?
Oh.
They've been at that for how long now?
Over 2 months. But that's not what matters, though. The important thing is that they do a thorough job.
Yeah, well, even so, it must be costing your insurers a pretty penny.
What about you, Neil?
Hmm?
How are you finding the pig unit?
Oh, good so far. Certainly a big change from stomping around in the mud and rain.
I'm sure.
Pigs are coming next week, so that'll be the big test.
Yep, I imagine it will.
I expect Justin told you we're holding the staff interviews next week.
Yes, I think he mentioned it.
Did he mention I'd made a shortlist?
Possibly.
To be honest, I reckon we're going to be spoilt for choice. That agency did a really top job. It was hard enough cutting the list down to 12.
Well, that's good news. Finding the best talent is always the hardest part.
Mm.
Thank you, my man.
Sorry, Neil.
No, don't mind me.
Thanks. As much as I might wish it, I'm still not completely retired.
Yes, hello. So you're missing me?
Oh, all right, Chester.
So tell me then, what's all this about interviews?
So how's she now?
Oh, she's back on her feet. But your dad was right to call me in. That crack in her hoof was starting to form a thimble.
Oh, fair enough.
That purple sprouting broccoli you're putting in there, Tom?
Yeah. Customers always like it. Adds a bit of colour to the boxes.
Oh, looks good. Tony tells me they've got a house guest at the moment.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Alwyn, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm doing my best to stay out of it.
That's pretty much what Tony said as well. Apparently he spent most of the day tinkering with his tractor.
I can't say I blame him either. Bumped into her this morning while I was grabbing a cuppa. Got the distinct impression she didn't like me.
Mm.
No clue why.
Right, well, suppose I ought to be getting off.
Oh, Alistair, before you go, really sorry to hear about you and Shula.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Jazza, I suppose.
I thought it must have been a joke at first.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh?
What?
Oh, it's just that Clary said Shula told her it had been brewing for a while.
What?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to...
Well, things are still rather up in the air.
Right. Well, if you need anything, I do know what it's like when a relationship doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Still, at least it was mutual.
Who said it was mutual?
I think Shula did. I suppose Clary could have misunderstood.
No, no, if that's what she heard.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Alistair. I'll tell you what, I've only got a couple more boxes to pack. How do you fancy a pint down the Bull?
Sorry, Neil.
Oh, not at all. If you need to go, Brian, you need to go.
Look, just remind me next time I see you. It's my turn to buy the drinks.
Oh, don't you worry about that.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, yeah, you too.
So how come you didn't advertise locally?
What's that, Jazza?
You can't blame me for missing the deadline if I didn't even know I could apply for a job.
Well, you should have applied through the agency. Or if you sign up to the website...
Website?
Look, what is that you're writing?
It's already well employed in some fancy agency. You can't be much cop if they don't spot the talent right here on the doorstep.
Now listen, Jazza.
So can they pull the ladder up behind you?
Hey?
When they first announced the pig unit, all the spin was about how it was going to create jobs for the locals. Folk aren't going to be best pleased if it turns out that only meant you.
Hey, now come on, not unfair. It's not my fault they decided to use an agency.
Don't be like that.
Like what? It's out of my hands.
Like some corporate drone, you're the manager, aren't you?
Huh?
What's the point in being in charge if you can't bend the rules? Here.
What's this?
My CV.
Jazzer?
Sorry if the pen's bled a bit, but there was beer on the table.
I can't accept this. I can barely read what it says.
So how long have you and me worked together? Consider it my application.
I'm just mildly surprised, that's all. In your puff piece in the Echo, you certainly didn't give the impression you were intending to retire.
No, well, at that point, I hadn't made up my mind. Excuse me, Jim.
So it was the chemical leak that made it up for you?
No, like I said, I wanted Adam to have a chance to run things. Now, if you'd be so kind...
Still, it must be quite a relief now he's the one who has to clear up the mess.
What would you know about it?
I beg your pardon.
Evening, Jim.
Oh, evening, Tom, Alistair.
Everything all right?
Yes, fine. Brian was...
I'm just on my way out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what am I thinking, Alistair? Alistair, I'm so sorry to hear about you and Shula.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I'm relieved for both your sakes that it was a mutual decision. That's something to be grateful for, at least. These things are so much more painful when they're one-sided. Now, you really must excuse me.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, see you, Brian.
What did he say? A mutual decision?
Yeah, I know.
Who on earth told him that?
Dad! You okay?
Alice! Yes, yeah, I'm fine. How about you? You just back from work?
Yeah, Chris is out with mates, so I thought I'd pick up something quick for dinner. Microwave, mac and cheese.
Oh, very nice.
No, not really. Listen, Dad... About the vote.
Oh, never mind about that.
No, I've been wanting to say I didn't think it was right what happened. I might be angry with you for lying to us about the chemicals.
Alice, it's all right.
But if it had just been up to me...
No, I know.
I would never have forced you to step down.
Honestly, darling, it's no use trying to turn the clock back now, no matter how much we might wish to.
Dad, are you sure you're okay?
Of course, why?
I don't know. You just seem like maybe you need to talk.
Hey, Jazza, how's it going?
Evening, Tom.
Yeah, sorry I didn't get out to check on the pigs today. Here, let me buy you a pint.
No, you're all right.
Genuinely? You turning down a drink?
I wouldn't want to take advantage of you. You know, I've just applied for another job. News holding interviews next week.
Where? What, the new pig unit?
Where else?
Well, you're not serious.
Well, if Newton get work there, why can't I?
Yeah, all right, but...
I've been doing the same thing for a long time now. And I need to think about my prospects.
Yeah, but come on. You, working there?
Oh, well, we'll have to move on. I don't exactly see myself living at Jim's forever either.
No, okay.
Especially no Alistair's going to be there.
Fair enough.
I definitely need a place of my own, and for that I have to get a job that's going to grow with me.
Which is precisely why you're better off at a small family farm like ours. Staff are far more important to us than on some big corporate venture. And as the business expands, I'm sure we'll be able to offer you new opportunities.
Maybe. It doesn't show up in my pay packet right now, does it?
I just don't understand how she can say that. When Shula's made it abundantly clear it was her decision, our marriage is over and that's that.
I agree, my boy. It's entirely disingenuous.
But how does she expect me to react? Am I supposed to just pretend?
Very possibly.
It's as though she thinks she doesn't have to face up to the repercussions.
I'm sure that's precisely what she'd like to think.
Maybe she can't bring herself to admit the truth because underneath it all, she actually feels guilty.
Perhaps she's not prepared publicly to admit blame because she's hoping for a favourable divorce settlement.
Oh, no. No, come on, be serious. Shula wouldn't be that calculating.
Wouldn't she? Daniel's back from Estonia this week. Has she discussed with you how he's to be told?
No.
No. Instead, she's got you covering her tracks for her.
Yes, but...
Meanwhile, she seems to be happy to tell everyone else in the village about your marriage, but she's not even speaking to you. I'm sorry, Alistair, I hate to be so blunt, but you haven't got the first idea what's going through that woman's head. It's time you started thinking about yourself.
Oh, sorry it took so long. Yeah, Alistair, the Shire's the one on the right.
Yeah, thanks, but I can't stay.
Alistair?
The pub was a bad idea.
Hey, come on.
Wait, sit down.
Well, at least have one drink.
Look, I'm sorry, but honestly, I'm better off on my own. You sure you won't have a glass? I don't want to drink all your wine.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. I've been trying to lay off it since, well, you know.
Right, of course. Well, it's only 3 days until you and Chris are off to Valencia. You can let your hair down then.
Yeah, exactly.
Alice, I do understand why you're so angry.
It doesn't matter. I've calmed down now.
No. You're perfectly justified. I should have been honest about knowing about the chemicals. It's a hard thing to admit, though.
How do you mean?
Well, I didn't want to make you complicit. I'd already lied to the EA. I thought I was protecting you.
What? By keeping us in the dark?
No, I know. But to begin with, even I was hoping there might be another explanation. I mean, those barrels were buried such a long time ago. I wasn't going to confess to something before I was sure they were definitely responsible.
Fine. If that's what you say you really thought...
And I was embarrassed. You know, there aren't many things I regret in my life, Alice. Except for the times when I've hurt my family. But this, I don't know, it was just so needlessly reckless. I barely even recognised the person who did it. Can understand that, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I've spent a few nights recently staring at the ceiling, wondering how I ended up doing what I did.
Hey, you drank too much at a funeral. Worse things have happened.
I know, but it's not just that. I used to think I was so damn perfect.
Alice.
I'm just saying, yeah, we all make mistakes.
Well, I still think you're being too hard on yourself. I'm the one with a heavy price to pay. The Environment Agency are almost certain to prosecute. Just defending that's going to cost a fortune, let alone anything else.
But the insurers are still going to pay for the clean-up, aren't they? Dad? Well, so what happens if they don't? I mean... It is going to be okay.
Alice, I wish I could tell you that, but...
No, come on.
The truth is, I just don't know.
What are you talking about? You've been through difficult times before. You've managed to fix things. You always do.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, darling, but...
I said no buts. You're my dad. And I know you'll be able to put everything right.
I know, and I promise you, darling, I won't keep you long. I just wanted to wish you and Ian and Lexi all the very best.
You do know you did that last night.
Oh, yes, but you've been waiting for this day for so long. So, are you at the fertility clinic now?
Yeah, we arrived 20 minutes ago.
Oh, that's marvellous, Adam. So you haven't been rushing then?
No, Mum.
And they're looking after you?
Yes, of course.
Because, you know, it's important that Lexi stays calm, and I was reading for the embryo to have the best chance of transferring, she needs to be as relaxed as possible. So it's up to you and Ian to make sure she doesn't get stressed.
No, we know.
Did she sleep well? And is she eating? And you know the casserole that I took over on Tuesday?
Mom,
well, that should have lasted a couple of nights.
We've done everything we're supposed to. Lexi's had her meds, the doctors have done all their tests.
Well, I know.
Roy's waiting back at Willow Farm to look after her when she gets home.
Oh, is he? Oh, that is good.
Yeah, the only thing left to do now is get on with it. So stop fussing, all right? What's been happening there? Did you find out where Brian got to last night?
Yes, he was over at Alice's and she ended up having to drive him home.
Why, was he drunk?
She said he'd had a few glasses. Well, I wouldn't know. He went straight to bed in the spare bedroom.
What the hell is he playing at?
What do you think? He's making his displeasure known.
But has he said anything to you about the cleanup?
Oh, Adam, for goodness sake, don't worry about that now. Not today of all days.
Okay.
In fact, what on earth are you doing talking to me? Get off the phone and go and be with Ian.
So, when was that last night?
Mm-hmm. Mama wasn't happy. Really, it was too late to Skype.
Oh, dear.
But hey, I wanted to speak to my daughters. They were still up.
How are they?
Well, Naveni wanted to know all about what was going to happen today. Violetta, she just wanted to tell me about the latest gossip from school.
Right.
It was good to see them, though. I can't help remembering when they were babies. I'm missing them even more than usual.
Of course. And what about Mama?
She's mostly worried about what she's supposed to say to our relatives. I keep telling her I can't change the way I live my life to keep an 80-year-old uncle happy.
We are incredibly grateful, though. I mean, I know I keep saying it, but it's true. I don't want you to think that we don't realize how much we're asking of you. Isn't that right, Adam?
What's that?
Well, what Lexi's doing for us, it's the most precious gift you could ever give anyone.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you'll always be a massive part of her lives.
Hold on. I'm not pregnant yet. I mean, I hope to have your baby.
No.
I will try, but...
Look, we know.
It might not work.
Or it could take several goes. Honestly, we've been told the odds. I mean, you really mustn't put pressure on yourself.
No. As amazing as the science is, ultimately, we're still in nature's hands. Oh, looks like that's us now.
Oh, right.
Do you need a hand?
Thank you, Ian, but I can still stand.
Of course, stupid, sorry. You ready, Adam?
Yep.
Hey, here we go.
Brian? Is that you in there? Well, what are you doing? Is everything all right? Are you going to tell me what you're up to?
Has Adam been moving things?
What?
I'm looking for some paperwork. It's supposed to be here.
How should I know? But if Adam has moved it, well, you can hardly blame him. He's got to get to grips with the office somehow, and you're not being of any help. Well, I'm sure he'll be able to find whatever it is you're looking for.
It's got nothing to do with him. Where is he, anyway?
I beg your pardon.
Adam, where is he?
At the fertility clinic. They're having the transfer.
Oh, today, is it?
Well, I thought you might at least remember that. Look, why don't you just wait to ask him? He'll be back this afternoon.
I told you, none of his business.
But he...
Oh, here we go. Knew it was here somewhere.
Excuse me, won't you? Oh, well, where are you going now? Oh, you know that I'm taking Rory over to Brookfield.
What? When?
Well, at lunchtime. He's stopping over with Ben.
Oh, OK, then I'll drive him.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, it's fine.
No, honestly, Brian, I arranged it with Ruth and she won't be expecting you.
Well, I'm sure she won't mind. And besides, about time I paid Brookfield a visit.
You are not normally lost for words, Ian. Aren't you going to say anything?
Yeah, I would, but it's amazing. I've seen pictures of embryos before, but when it's there in front of you on the screen, it could be the start of a brand new life. I mean, I know, we're supposed to keep our feet on the ground.
No, I agree. It's amazing. Such a tiny little glowing ball of cells.
Come on, Adam, you have to say something too. That's half your DNA.
Ian, please, don't say that. If it works, it'll be both of ours. It doesn't matter whose genes it is.
It has to make you wonder, though. Will it have your eyes or your hair? Will he or she have the same smile as you?
All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Look, that's the thing, though. It's already all there in that little glob.
I know. It's just...
What?
Overwhelming. That could be our child, Ian. I hope we're up to it.
Well, of course we are. Oh, okay, come on. It's going to be great. It's going to make us stronger than ever.
Could I say something?
Yes.
Of course.
Sorry.
Just take each step as it comes and you'll be fine.
Yes.
Exactly.
And also, let's remember, the first step is a lot harder for me than it is for you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lexi.
All being well, your job does not start for another 9 months. Fingers crossed we get that far.
Morning, Ruth. Or is it afternoon?
Brian.
Don't worry, now, I haven't lost Rory. He's already found Ben.
Oh, right. I see. Sorry, I thought Jennifer was bringing him over.
No, I said I would. You must be pleased with yourself.
Huh?
Those lambs are yours. I had a look at them as I drove down the lane. Excellent condition.
Thanks. Be a few more weeks yet before they're ready.
Of course.
But, yeah, we're happy. Me and David have just been going through them.
Well, definitely a fine flock.
So, how have you been finding things? You've made your retirement public now.
Yes, well, not too bad. Certainly has its benefits.
Oh, good. Like what?
Well, like having time to drop in on you. Any chance of a coffee?
Oh, darling, I am so pleased. So you were there in the room, were you?
Yes, it was actually all surprisingly quick and straightforward.
And Lex is all right, is she?
Oh, she's remarkable. Roy's making lunch for her now.
And is she going to spend the rest of the day in bed?
She's not had an operation, Mum.
No, I realise
that. She's just meant to take it easy for a couple of days. Oh. After that, we'll have to wait and see.
Darling, oh, come here. It is just so wonderful.
Mum.
And no one could deserve for this to work out more than you. Oh, now, well, speaking of lunch, can I get you anything? There's some fresh soup in the fridge.
Oh, that'd be perfect. I need to get back out on the farm pretty sharpish.
Oh, well, it won't take long to eat up.
Have you seen Ed at all?
Ah, yes, actually. I bumped into him first thing.
Hmm.
He was saying something about the lights being on in the ladies' changing room, and he thought you might know something about it.
What? You mean down at the cricket pitch?
Mm-hmm. Apparently he drove past last night.
Why would I know anything about it? It's got nothing to do with me.
Oh, well, I suppose he thought since normally you're so involved with the team.
And what about Brian? Where's he? Out with Rory somewhere?
Actually, he's just dropping him over at Brookfield. Oh, my. I'd have thought he'd be back by now.
Maybe he's hiding down at the Bull. That's where he seems to spend half his time now.
Yeah, maybe. I found him rooting around in the office earlier.
What was he doing in there?
Well, looking for some files.
Which files?
Well, I've no idea, darling. He wouldn't tell me. I said he should wait to speak to you, but he gave me a very short shrift, as per usual. So, you'll just have to ask him.
Me? Not likely. Ian keeps saying I just need to give him time to calm down. And I suppose it was too much to expect for Brian to bow out gracefully.
Yeah.
There are things that still need dealing with now, though. I mean, I presume he's handling the clean-up. The contractors are still turning up in the morning, so they must be getting paid.
Yeah, I suppose.
But have they worked out what the final bill's going to be? Has Brian heard from the loss adjuster?
Adam, I do not know.
Nor do I. When I've tried to talk to him about it, he just says he'll update the partners in due course. I've thought about calling the insurers myself, but if he found out, that would only antagonise him even more.
Well, there's no point me speaking to him. I told you. He'll barely share a civil word.
No, I know.
But that suits me. I've pretty much had enough of him trying to make me feel guilty. I'll do everything else. I'll cook his meals. I'll wash his clothes.
No,
but if he thinks I'm going to apologise...
Mum, I wasn't expecting you to speak to him. His anger would just be a lot easier to deal with if I knew what he was up to.
No, well, I've given up trying to work that out. I wouldn't worry too much, though, darling. If there's one thing you can count on, Brian's first love is the farm.
More than anything, I think Jill's just bewildered. I don't know about you, but none of us saw it coming.
No, me neither. I always thought Shula and Alistair had one of those marriages only God could put asunder.
Well, indeed.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, doesn't it, Ruth? You never really know what's going on in other people's relationships.
No, that's true.
I'm quite certain you didn't expect Jenny to vote against me at the partnership meeting.
Brian?
I have to admit, it came as quite a surprise to me, too.
Please believe me, no one wanted to see you end your rule on the farm like that. I was only doing what I thought was right.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was there as Rory's attorney. And given the situation, I felt I had no choice but to vote in the way that I did. I really am sorry.
No, Ruth, honestly, it's water under the bridge. Like you say, you're only thinking of Rory's best interests. You'd churlish me to blame you for that.
Would?
Well, in fact, one of the joys of my enforced retirement has been having the chance to spend more time with him. It's been wonderful. You know, do things like go for walks around the farm, talk to him about his aspirations. He's growing up to be a fine young man.
Oh, well, that is wonderful.
In fact, it's been a reminder of why we work so hard in the first place, so thank you.
You really don't need to thank me, Brian.
No. Probably was time I was put out to pasture. Instead, I have this golden opportunity to concentrate on Rory. Hopefully, together, we can safeguard his prospects.
Yeah, of course.
After all, he has his whole future ahead of him. Who knows what it might hold?
Thanks for staying open for me, Fallon.
No problem. You can't have a birthday without a cake.
Oh, quite. I don't know how I forgot. Chelsea's been talking about her 21st all week. Well,
guess you've had a lot on your mind. You seem to be doing all right, though.
Yes. Well, the world doesn't stop turning, does it?
Well, no, but still.
There's a lot worse things in the world. Oh, hello, Emma.
Hiya, Shuda.
Hey, I bumped into Clary earlier in the week. She was telling me what a godsend you're being to Will and the children.
Oh, did she?
I think it's wonderful. Believe me, after my first husband, Mark, died, I wouldn't have got through it without the support of my family. They're very lucky to have you.
I ain't so sure about that.
Well, now I should let you close up.
Thanks, Sheila. Hope tomorrow's birthday party goes well.
Oh, it'll just be a quick celebration between riding lessons. Bye now.
See ya. Blimey. Never mind about your first husband. What about your second? See, that's what I mean about not seeing the point in getting married. It still don't guarantee anything, does it? Emma?
I'm sorry.
Who was wrong? Oh, I was talking about me and Harrison.
I know. It's not you.
What is it then? Come on, you can't start crying and then not tell me. What's the matter?
No. Hey, get off. That's not fair. You tripped me up.
Harrison, we need a ref. Jake reckons I fouled him.
What? It all looks a bit poor to me.
What? And he's a policeman, so you're not allowed to argue with him. Oh. Yeah, go on. I'll pass it to you.
Yeah, all right.
A bit further. Right, here it comes.
Ooh, nice shot, Ed, and with a four-pack of beer under your arm and all.
Thank you.
So, is that your evening sorted?
Oh, yeah, too right. It's been a long week. Since Adam's taken charge at Home Farm, I've suddenly been doing a whole lot more spraying.
What, just like that? With no warning?
Yeah, it's all a bit strange over there at the moment. I ain't hardly seen Brian, except for a couple of times when he's been with Rory. I just do what I'm told, though.
Sometimes, it's all you can do, mate.
I don't suppose you know what's been going on with the women's changing rooms by the pavilion.
Huh?
I drove past Wednesday night and the lights were on. When I mentioned it to Chris, he said he'd seen the same thing.
Oh, sorry. No idea.
Perhaps we've got a prowler.
Evening, Alistair. Oh. How are you, mate?
Oh, been better.
Yeah, we heard.
Looks like you had the same idea as me.
Sorry, Ed?
The beer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, living at Jim's now? Must be fun.
Has its moments.
You don't have to tell me what it's like sharing a house with your dad.
I was thinking more about Jazza.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's just a temporary measure.
But you're still working at the stables?
Yes.
That can't be easy neither.
No, it's not.
Are you going to keep the surgery there in the long run?
Well, I suppose it depends on what Shula wants to do with the stables.
Look, to be perfectly honest, I wish I knew too. Your guess is as good as mine. Now, I ought to get back.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, look after yourself.
Have a good evening, mate. Hey, poor bloke.
Oh, yeah, I know. Can't imagine ever ending up like that.
No, me neither. Fingers crossed me and my Fallon are going to be in it for the long haul.
So, what have you got planned for tonight then?
So what's been going on? Well, I know that you said Kira's been having trouble sleeping.
Well, and this morning I found out why. Ed had already left for work. She's still in our bed.
Oh, here, have another tissue.
Oh, ta. I finally got it out of her. It's because of Jake. She'd been playing in his room, you know, messing around at his stuff. So he said to her if she didn't get out, his mum would come back and haunt her.
You said that?
She's been imagining all sorts, thinking that Nick's ghost is watching her and that she's going to take me away too.
Oh, Emma, that is horrible. No wonder Kira's so upset.
Well, I think I managed to reassure her. I asked her if she thought the Nick she remembered would ever do something like that.
Well done.
I'm just so angry with Jake.
I don't blame you.
Oh, but I shouldn't be, should I? I mean, for him to say something as twisted as that. I tried to tell Clary. I thought all these trips to the burial ground might be messing with his head.
And what did she say to that?
She just said that Will would never do nothing to hurt the kids and I should be supporting him. Which is all I have been doing.
I know you have.
I haven't raised my voice to Jake once. And not just over this. It's like Will and the kids get forgiven for anything while I'm supposed to just keep my mouth shut and tidy up after them. And look, I know what's happened to them is terrible.
Emma, you're being amazing.
And I know I need to give them time.
But it isn't all down to you.
I just don't know what more I can do to put it right.
You can't. No one can.
No, but you know what I mean.
Emma, you're never going to change how you left things with Nick. Isn't that what this is really about? And you're feeling guilty because the two of you never made up?
It was my fault she lost her job at the Bull, wasn't it? And then when I tried to fix things with a job at the tea room, she turned me down flat.
Yeah, and when I spoke to her the week after, she'd almost changed her mind. What was it that you said to Kira? Nick was a good person. You know she didn't hold grudges. You'd have made up. You need to let yourself off the hook.
I know it sounds stupid, but sometimes I imagine she's watching me too. Nick are always so much better with the kids than what I am.
Hey, don't start turning her into a saint.
Oh, everyone else is.
Nick weren't perfect. I bet she reached the end of her tether once in a while. Well, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Hello? Sheila? Where are you? Oh.
Alistair, I wasn't expecting you.
I thought we needed to talk.
Oh, well, I was just about to start cooking my
this
supper.
This is getting ridiculous. I've tried to give you space. I've not been pushing things, but I'm only working across the yard. We can't go on avoiding each other like this.
No, of course.
And now I've got other people telling me how our separation was a mutual decision.
I got the impression it was, wasn't it? You agreed to move out.
Only because you made it impossible to stay. Apparently it was a long time coming.
Alistair.
Well, not as far as I'm concerned.
I can see you're upset, but we have been over this.
I want answers. I'd like to know when you started feeling like this.
I don't know.
Oh, come on! If it's been such a long time, when exactly did you stop loving me?
Hey, there you are. I'm starting to wonder if you got locked in the tea room.
Sorry. Stuck into Emma. What's going on? I just saw Mum and Kenton leaving and they wouldn't tell me why they were here.
Oh, right.
So they said I should speak to you?
Yeah, I had something to ask them.
What did you need to ask them?
Look, I know you don't like talking about this sort of thing, but after what happened this week at work with the woman whose partner died and thinking about Nick as well.
Nick?
Yeah, it made me think about us and the future, which is why I decided I couldn't put this off. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Harrison?
But let me show you this first.
What are you doing?
You're going to think I've gone mad, love.
No, wait.
But it makes sense to me to...
Stop! I can't marry you.
What?
I'm sorry, I know how that sounds, but I just can't. Please, don't ask me.
I weren't going to. I was explaining I've changed my will.
Your will?
See? I've left everything to you. Jolene and Kenton were here to witness me signing it.
But when you said that, I just thought that, and with the music as well.
It's on shuffle. But don't worry. If I didn't already know how you feel about getting married, I do now.
I told George it wasn't my laptop. I said it didn't belong to me.
All right, Jake, let's just have a look.
We can mend it, can't we? I was only trying to take it back off him.
Well, I doubt it.
But I need to give it back to Dylan. He only lent it me over Easter to do a project.
Okay, look, don't worry. If we have to, we'll just have to buy a new one. Probably be cheaper than replacing a smashed screen.
What smashed screen?
It's the laptop Jake borrowed. Him and George were messing about.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, look at the state of it, Jake. Did you do this?
I told you, it was George. He wouldn't get off.
No, we know.
No, no, no. You can't keep blaming George. How much is a new one going to cost?
I don't know.
At least £200-300. That's money we should be saving for a deposit.
All right.
Didn't your mum teach you to be careful with other people's stuff?
Well, she's not here, is she?
Well, you can
guarantee she'd be telling you the same thing.
Well, come on.
Do you think she'd be proud of how you're behaving?
Who are you anyway? You're not my mum. I haven't got a mum anymore.
Jake! You come back here!
Wait, Emma, just leave him!
But...
Let him calm down.
Ed, we can't afford to buy a new laptop.
I know. Why don't I get Jake to speak to Dylan on Monday, find out how much it's worth, and if it's really that expensive, I'll ask Will to go halves.
It'll still be money we haven't got.
Maybe, but don't say anything until then, though. Let's just wait and see.
Alistair, I don't know what you want from me. I can't answer it any other way.
Just be honest. Was it because of my gambling?
No.
Was it after the business with Matt?
I'm not sure. There wasn't one specific moment.
There must have been.
Look, I told you, I don't remember.
So it really has been a long time then.
Oh, Alistair.
How long's it been? 5 years? 10 years? 15?
What's the point of dredging up the past?
Did you ever love me at all?
What sort of question is that?
Well, what do you expect when you don't seem to feel anything? It's the only question you've left me to ask.
Look, perhaps we should leave this until you've calmed down.
Maybe the honest answer is I was never good enough.
What?
You can't admit I've only ever been second best.
Oh, please don't bring Mark into this.
Mark? I wasn't.
Oh.
Although now maybe I should. Clearly I've spent the last 20 years being compared to a ghost.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous. I only brought him up because I couldn't imagine who else you were talking about.
Richard!
Richard Locke?
When you didn't run away with him to Manchester, I was desperate to forgive you.
Oh, for goodness.
When you pleaded with me that you'd stayed because you still loved me, I tried so hard to believe you.
Alistair.
Now I think you were just too scared. You'd already lost the love of your life. You didn't want to leave your family as well. And there I was, a nice, convenient, safe refuge.
You don't honestly believe
then
that.
Then give me a better explanation, because I can't think of one.
Oh.
For once in our entire marriage, tell the truth.
I am doing. This has got nothing to do with Mark or Richard or anyone else for that matter. This is about you and me and the way I feel now. And the truth is, I know in my heart, I don't love you anymore.
So it's true then?
Daniel, what are you doing
here? Aren't you supposed to be...
We thought you were seeing Dorothy.
I decided to come home instead. Grandad wasn't exaggerating then. You two really are splitting up.
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
Hi, I'm Simon King, and before you go, I just wanted to tell you about a new podcast from myself and Claire Nazir. It's called Under the Weather, and in it, we're joined by a range of experts to explore some of weather's most interesting and challenging questions.
Should we still be worried about the hole in the ozone layer? It's a big question.
There's all sorts of approaches to come up with a technique that could cool the planet.
That's Under the Weather, and you can find it wherever you found this.